Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 138. How can a hard-hearted person become tender-hearted? Why is unbelief a downright sin, and not merely a weakness of the flesh, or a little fault? It's extremely serious, for the world is condemned for it. Israel was kept out of the promised land because of it. It is sin itself. It keeps people away from salvation, and it makes one a fool. God has included everyone in unbelief. It's the sin of sins, the one universal sin. It is the ultimate rejection of Christ. Unbelief is the actual love of darkness. It brings the loss of souls. Unbelief is the preeminent sin that we should pray to be delivered from. It's hard-heartedness. Men have confessed with anguish that their hearts are just plain hard. They find it impossible to shed even a tear, anytime. Even the story of the cross leaves them cold. Thank God. They have sensed their need. That's tremendous progress. If you have felt that same anguish, ask Him and He will restore to you the joy of His salvation. But don't let your heart resent the fact that you have become hard-hearted. It's true of many people. Often unwise parents kill the little plant of tenderness in the heart of a child. Fathers sometimes want to make Johnny become hard, like they think a man should be, forgetting that we read of the greatest man who ever walked this earth, Jesus wept. Even the cream of the 12 apostles, Peter, James, and John, went sound asleep rather than sit up with Jesus and empathize with Him in His awful hour of anguish in Gethsemane. They missed an opportunity of the ages. How can a hard-hearted person become tender-hearted? By learning to feel for Jesus, to sympathize with Him. That's another word for faith.